Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, has called for talks among different Yemeni groups to resolve the country's current crisis.
We hope that all sides come to their senses. Iranian proposed peace plan, which includes immediate ceasefire, delivery of aid to civilian casualties, start of negotiations between different groups, and the formation of a national unity government that represents all involved parties, can solve the current crisis. There is no military solution to Yemen. Yemeni people should make their own future through inter-Yemeni talks.
Rouhani made the remarks ahead of his trip to Indonesia. He rejected Saudi Arabia's aggression against Yemen as senseless and urged the international community to condemn the airstrikes. Rouhani blamed Saudi Arabia's failure in Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq for the current situation in Yemen. He also highlighted the long history of Yemen in the region, adding that the Arab nation doesn't need foreign intervention in its internal affairs. Political analyst Saeed Shahabi joins us now for more on that story. Mr. Shahabi, welcome to the program. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, in addition to a number of high-ranking officials in the region, have called for the cessation of the Saudi airstrikes on Yemen. However, the Saudis have remained defiant in the face of calls for the halting of those attacks. Talk to us more about how Saudi Arabia has been conducting itself.
Thank you very much. It is clear to the whole world that the Saudis simply cannot do the task they set themselves to do. They cannot defeat the Yemenis. They cannot destroy that country forever. They can only inflict more damage on the people. They can kill people. They can kill children. They can kill women and destroy houses. But at the end of the day, they cannot achieve an all-out victory. So the Saudis, they must stop immediately, as first of all, Ban Ki-moon has called for, and now the Iranian president, Hujjat al-Islam, Dr. Hassan Rouhani, said the war must stop, negotiations must start, and there is no solution other than a peaceful, negotiated settlement, and of course, we hope that the Saudis will heed these calls, otherwise the whole region will continue to be in flames.
Thank you very much. Saeed Shahabi, political analyst, joining us here on Press TV's Top 5.